Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
To judge from the news, the most important issue facing America these days is the cancellation of Dr. Seuss. In case you missed it, the late Theodore Geisel's estate has withdrawn six of his delightful children's books over potentially offensive racial and ethnic depictions. In related news, the maker of Mr. Potato Head toys is dropping the Mr. title, also Mrs., in a gesture toward gender neutrality, or something. Meanwhile, Hollywood has been buzzing about the firing of conservative actress Gina Carano from Disney's Mandalorian series over her frank remarks about the Holocaust. I mean, if you can't speak your mind anymore, what's this country coming to? Well, it's coming to a historic repositioning by one of our two main political parties. After losing the House, the Senate, and the presidency in recent years, Republicans have decided to reinvent themselves. Gone is the party of small government, fiscal responsibility, and open markets. In its place is a strategy of perpetual outrage over cultural issues. You know, guns, gays, abortion, immigration. Also, increasingly, over a so-called cancel culture that's allegedly imposing left-wing political correctness across the land. The GOP, which once boasted it was the party of ideas, is in a bind. Polls show that voters today want government to do more, not less. The recent COVID relief bill is hugely popular, even among Republicans. So is a minimum wage that's higher, stiffer taxes on corporations and the rich, and other policies the GOP opposes. But coming up with alternatives is hard, and policy is boring. It's easier, more emotionally satisfying, to capitalize on anger. If the GOP can convince you those darn liberals are curbing your freedoms, suppressing your opinions, you'll be too mad to think about policies. You'll vote with your spleen, not your head. The only problem with this strategy is that Republicans actually invented cancel culture. Over the years, they've tried to cancel Sinead O'Connor, Madonna, George Michael, Justin Bieber, Huckleberry Finn, and Colin Kaepernick. They gave us McCarthyism, the mother of all cancel cultures. So the next time you hear Republicans shouting about some new cultural outrage, don't be fooled. Or, as Dr. Seuss writes in Oh, the Places You'll Go, quote, just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.